It's your girl, Erica Janelle, with another episode of Relationship Talks with Erica Janelle. I am Erica Janelle, and I am here to bring you guys a quick message. I want to apologize in advance. It seems like they're doing some racing outside. Don't know why. Maybe because it's warm today, but people are in the mood to race. So if you hear background noise, I do apologize. I will try to get rid of it as much as possible in my editing. However, I did not want that to delay me being able to share this message with you guys today. And what I want to talk about today is understanding the season that you're in and understanding timing. Because so often we get caught up on when we want things to happen for us, whether it be in relationships, whether it be for a job, a promotion, when we want to launch a business idea, when we want to do whatever. We get so caught up in all of these things and these to-dos and giving ourselves these guidelines and these time frames to get things done, which is great. I am a planner. I understand the value of planning and making sure that you take the time to do the things that you need to do. However, one of the things that we have to be mindful of is that we can't have things always work the way we want it to work. Sometimes things are delayed for a reason. And often when you find that you're in a delay season, it's usually for a reason. And it's usually because there's something else that you need to work on, something else that you need to grow in, some things you need to let go of, some things you need to heal from, some things that you need to explore. And so I wanted to talk briefly today about the value of understanding the seasons and the timing that you're in. We talk about relationships on this channel, but this is not just about relationships. This goes beyond just relationships. This is just in your everyday life. Understanding the value of seasons and timing and when things are right and when things are appropriate. Because one of the things that I've learned in my journey, and you know, I'm very transparent about some of the challenges that I've had just in life in general. But one of the things that I can always think about is when I tried to fast track something before the time was the right timing, it never worked out and it always became a disaster. And the flip side of that is I've also seen times where I've procrastinated and drug my feet when it was time for me to pursue something and I didn't do it and then I missed an opportunity. So how many of you guys know timing is super important? And one of the things that you have to be mindful of is that as a human being, we don't always have control over every single solitary thing that happens in our lives. Yes, there are things that we can do to prepare ourselves and to be in position for certain blessings and certain seasons and putting ourselves in the right places with the right people. But how many of you guys know that you can't always control when things happen for you, when the breakthrough happens? And oftentimes, I understand. I mean, I'm here with you. When you are single, it is sometimes extremely, extremely frustrating trying to figure out, okay, I've been working on myself. Okay, I've been working on this area, working on that area. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm aware. I'm going to therapy. I'm doing a counseling. I'm doing all the things. But where is my mate? And I have been guilty of that myself. Sometimes it's frustrating. And sometimes you just don't understand because you're like, okay, Lord, I know that you require certain things of me in order for me to be ready to be able to receive what you have for me. But I also understand that it's frustrating waiting and feeling like something is wrong with you because your mate has not happened or you've not come across somebody yet. And so I want to encourage you guys that not just in the relationship realm, but because this is a relationship talks, we're going to talk about it from the relationship realm. But I want you guys to actually practice this in your everyday life when it comes to jobs and it comes to your career and it comes to businesses, having children, whatever your goals are, whatever the things that you want to accomplish and you aspire to become or accomplish, you have to understand that everything has a timing and it has a season. And one of the things that a lot of older folks have always told me is that you can't rush the process. Sometimes we don't understand why we're still in a season. And we're like, okay, Lord, I'm doing all of these things. I'm going to therapy and I'm, you know, working on myself. I practice self-love intentionally every day. And I do these things and I do those things and I do this and I do that. Why is it taking so long? And I can't always answer the why, but what I do know is if it's taking time, it's a reason. And sometimes that reason is not going to be obvious to you until way later down the line. And then you'll start to see where the pieces of the puzzle have come together in the right season. And I'll give you an example. I remember when I was desperately searching for a job, and I wanted a new job because I had some issues in my previous position, and I wanted a new job, and I knew that I was miserable at the current job, and I was putting out application after application after application, resume after resume after resume. And how many of you guys know I am in HR? So I'm a VP of HR right now. So if anybody knows how to do a resume and what a resume should look like, it's me. If anybody knows what keywords you need to put in your posts and your in your cover letter and all that stuff, I do. So I was frustrated. I was like, I don't understand why this is so hard. I have these skills. I have these qualifications. I have all these years of experience. I have these degrees and these certifications. What is the problem? And I never realized one of the reasons why it seemed like everything was blocked for me was because God really wanted me to step out in my entrepreneurship journeys. And he wanted me to really trust in and bet on myself. And that is a hard thing to do when all you've ever done is work for someone else and they've been responsible for how well you progress in your career, how much money you make. Honestly, it was hard for me because I always thought, okay, I don't mind doing businesses on the side, but I still have to have my bread and butter and I still have to be able to pay my bills. And trust me when I say, ideally, that is the way I function. I'm a planner, so I want to always have my ducks in a row. But sometimes, how many of you guys know, life is just doesn't always work the way we always want it to work. Sometimes things don't just fall into place the way we think it should or in the timing that we think it should. Sometimes it happens in the right time when God says it's time. And sometimes it happens when we're introduced to the right people. So I remember being so frustrated and I was getting so discouraged and so frustrated and so just overwhelmed because I knew that I wasn't where I needed to be business-wise. So I was like, I have not laid the foundation fully to be able to expect for this business to grow and flourish and sustain me and my family. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna keep applying. I'm gonna be consistent no matter what. I'm gonna look for a job, make looking for a job my job. So for 6 to 8 hours a day, I was applying for jobs. And then after I would apply for jobs, I would put more time and more energy into building the businesses, whether it be the marketing plan, coming up with the business plan, making sure that my social medias were on point, registering as LLCs, you know, getting my certifications for minority businesses and all of those things. So I did all of those things while applying for work. And it was so frustrating. It was very, very hard for me because I'm like, if I am an HR professional and I've been doing this for 18 years, how much harder is it for someone that doesn't even have the degrees and the experience and the education that I have? And they're sitting here out here frustrated trying to find a job and they're having a hard time. So I was just like, okay, I don't understand this season. I don't understand why I have to go through all of this, but I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna be tenacious. I'm gonna keep focused. And it took me like 11 months to find a job. And when I found the job, it was a job that was better than any job I've ever had. And it's the job that I'm currently in now. And it's not only just a job for me, but it actually coincides with what I do for my nonprofit. It coincides with what I do to serve people. I'm in a position where all we do is focus on people with mental health and medical conditions, people that are homeless, the homeless community. And that's something that's big to me. I want to always give to the community and make the community better. And so with that being said, I was also able to get international clients. I stepped out and I put myself on Fiverr and sold my HR consulting services, stepped out on faith, signed up with this government contracting company that helped me get like different leads and all these things. And it was an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. Excuse me. And so I said all that to say, just because we don't understand why it's taking so long and why the process is what it is, it doesn't mean that things are not working out for us in the background. Had I not stepped out and really just kept going with my businesses while still working, still looking for work, I would have never made the connections that I've made. I would have never had an opportunity, excuse me, to learn international HR. I would have never had the opportunity to meet people on an international basis and be able to do the work. And so it pushed me out of my comfort zone and allowed me to experience something that I would have never experienced had I just done what I've always done. And so when you flip that around, that same experience, and you talk about it in a relationship context, it's the same principle. Just because we don't understand why nobody's coming up to us and talking to us and wanting to date us, or just because you don't understand why you're not meeting people, viable candidates, it doesn't mean that you should stop in the process. We have to understand that every time there is delay, there's a reason for the delay. And we may not ever know the reason, but the goal and the focus has to be continuing to keep going, being tenacious, never allowing yourself to quit, never allowing yourself to cave in, never allowing yourself to give up, but to keep going and keep going, keep pushing, keep striving, keep working toward it. So if you're saying to yourself, oh my God, I've been single for 10 years and I'm just tired, I get it. It's frustrating because the dating pool and the dating arena, mindsets of people are very different in this day and age than it was years ago. I would say probably even 10 years ago. It's just different. And especially for a person like me that's coming from being married, I was completely out of the loop as to what to expect in the dating arena. But I knew that in order for me to get to the place where I wanted to get to, I had to be consistent, I had to be tenacious, and I had to keep pushing myself. And that's what I did, and I'm still doing it. So while I'm on the journey, while you wait, which was my last message, these are the things that you need to do. You need to work on yourself, continue to practice self-love, get your therapy, get your healing, whatever that looks like for you, because everybody's dynamic is different. I know for me, coming from the traumas that I've come through, I definitely had to do some extensive healing. I still go to therapy every week just because I need somebody that helps me to see things outside of myself. And they help me become accountable. And so while you're on that journey, focus your energy on you. What can you do to be the best version of yourself? Not for somebody else, but for yourself, so that you can accomplish everything that you're supposed to accomplish. So for me, that was working on my finances, working on my physical health, working on my mental health, you know, things that I wanted to do for myself. Like, I'm working on growing out my hair. I'm working on my skin regimen. I'm doing all of these things to better myself so that when the opportunity presents itself, I am in optimal position to be with the person that God has for me. And even if you're not a spiritual person that doesn't believe in God, but just putting your best foot forward and being the best version of yourself is always going to be beneficial, regardless of what your belief system is, regardless of whether your relationship that you're seeking is a gay relationship or a straight relationship, whether it's a relationship that, you know, is for marriage or just a polyamorous relationship or just a relationship that just a healthy relationship that doesn't necessarily lead to marriage. Whatever that dynamic is for you as an individual, you have to understand that while you're in that season where things don't seem to be moving, you still have to continue to be consistent and develop discipline. And discipline is a word that none of us like to talk about, but it's so key in order to see the breakthrough in whatever area, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a marriage. Even if you're in a marriage and you're thinking, okay, what can I do to keep my marriage happy? What can I do to keep the fire going and the passion going in my marriage? That may be where you are, but whatever the case may be, wherever you are, tenacity and consistency are going to always be the things that's going to help you get there. We don't know what's on the other side of our obedience and what's on the other side of our being tenacious and consistent. We don't know what things we will set ourselves up for. And I can pretty much put money on it that it is going to be something positive, a positive outcome, if you put your best foot forward. So this message is not anything deep. It's not anything super spiritual. It's very practical. And I feel like we all have to remind ourselves that even though things are not working the way we think that they should, in the timing that we think that they should, it doesn't matter, because as long as we're continuing to do what we're supposed to do, we put ourselves in the best position to be able to receive the best things that are for us. It's a spiritual law. You put things out there, you get things back. If you don't put anything out there, you don't get anything back. So if it's your self-love that you're putting out there, then you'll put yourself in a position to receive love. If it's, you know, financial awareness and being mindful of how you spend your money, if that's what you put out there, then that's what you'll receive back. So I just wanted to put that word of encouragement out here to you guys. I wanted to let you know that no matter where you are, no matter how frustrated you are, just keep going, because we don't know what's on the other side of it. But what I do know is everything, every major thing that I've accomplished in my life, every major breakthrough, every major victory, I can always trace it back to me just continuing to stay consistent on my path and stay on the journey that I was on. That has always been a theme, and it has always helped me. And I just want you guys to be encouraged to do the same. I hope this message helps you. Like I said, it's nothing deep or spiritual, super spiritual. It's very basic, but I think it's something that we need to constantly be reminded of, and we need to constantly practice. Well, I hope this was a blessing to you. Love you guys. Have an amazing week. Bye.